Start the show.
Two bears, one cave. Making it hot and looking good. He's Bert Kreischer. I'm Tom Segura.
Let's just put the pedal to the metal and go. This is a perfect way to start off this show. 12 years in the making. It's gonna be a fucking shit show.
Everyone's gonna hate us.
100%. Cheers.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Everyone does say I say nightmare wrong.
I know.
Like everyone said, and you're the first person to correct me. I'm 42. And this is
your birthday's coming up. Not that long from now.
In November, yeah.
You'll be 40.
Can I? I want a surprise. I want a surprise party.
Are you going to be 48?
Yeah. I don't want to be.
You don't want to be?
Uh-uh.
Why?
Leanne's turning 50 in August.
So you're only 2 years apart?
Yeah. You know how tough it is fucking a 50-year-old?
How? You haven't fucked her yet.
I know, but I feel like I'm already there. She just is so, like, married in her ways of how it should go.
How should it go?
Just like, you know, we had that conversation. Did we have a conversation about sucking dick the other day?
Okay. Yeah. Because you, if I may quote you, you said, now that woman knows how to suck a dick.
He does. Yeah, he really does.
Yeah.
I think my other quote was the Me Too movement really fucked up blowjobs.
Yeah.
But we talked about blowjobs. I braced her because I was like, hey, just so you know, I kind of lit you up about dick sucking. She was like, yeah, I don't care. And then she said, now this is such a good workaround. She's like, your dick's too big. And I was like, okay. She's like, it hurts my jaw to do it that long. And I was like, well, what if you just did a little bit? She goes, I can do it for a little bit. I was like, yeah, do a little bit and then get me ready and then let's have sex. So that's our new thing. Yeah, so it worked out. This podcast is saving lives, saving marriages.
Dude, that's a fucking home run.
It's a fuck yeah. I love a little bit of a blowjob. I'll tell you what, my dream when I was a kid, when I was in like college, I would tell my girlfriend at the time, I was like, just wake me up sucking my dick.
Yeah.
Like, just wake me
up. It's a nice thing to say.
And then she did it one time and I was like, I like started hitting her on the head. I was like, what the fuck? I thought it was my roommate. I was like, get the fuck out of here.
You didn't like the
work? I was scared the fuck out of me. to give your dick sucked on while you're asleep is a terrifying feeling.
Really?
I thought it would be like great. I thought you'd be like, have you ever gotten your dick sucked while you're sleeping?
I had the wake up. Yeah, the wake up.
Wake up blowjob? Like, were you asleep?
I was.
This is why we should be boyfriend. Do you know how much fun we could have with just sex stuff? Like, if we were gay, it would be a fucking blast. Like, if we were gay. Like, if we were into it.
That's true.
It would be so much fucking fun.
I wish
you could pick your sexuality.
I would come on you and in you all the time. Because
you
I
know how much fun it would be to just come on each other when we were least expecting it.
Oh, man.
What the fuck, dude? I thought we were watching Lost. Like, someone's taking a shower.
I'd put it on your head and be like, here's your Rogaine. Just fucking smear it on your head.
Brushing your teeth? You like taste your toothpaste? You came in the toothpaste, didn't you?
Ah. It's been sitting with me how much you said you don't want to get cummed in, though.
I think about that a lot.
Why do you think about it a lot?
Have you ever jacked off in a bathtub and then it like then you get out of the bathtub and then it's like in your hair?
Yes.
And it's and you don't realize it, and then someone's like, did you get mousse on your leg? And you're like, oh.
It just dried on you.
But like in your ass hairs.
But what about in your asshole?
Like
feeling the pump in your asshole.
So I had a girlfriend in college one time that we had sex and then she went to class. I said, how was class? And she was, oh, it was great until you started falling out of me in class. And I went, what? I didn't know that happens. That like, I thought it, when once it went up there, it coagulated and then held.
Right. No, it drips out. Drips out.
Yeah. That's fucking gross.
Yes, it's kind of it's nasty, yeah. But imagine if it was dripping out of your asshole.
I would love to do a deep... Can I tell you what I want? I want my own segment, Your Mom's House exclusive.
Yeah.
About women talking about getting cummed in. Like celebrities, like Amy Schumer. The first time she got cummed in, the worst time she got cummed in. Like how many times she could... If you had to guess how many times you got cummed in. The awkward... it's all about getting cummed in. I think I'm saying these words wrong. But that's the fun of the podcast.
Yeah.
And it's called Come Talk to Me with Bert Kreischer.
You know what's going to make you really turned on, though, is you'll talk to a couple who will be like, yeah, you know, it feels weird. And then that first girl that sits there and tells you, like, it's my favorite feeling in the world when I feel hot come. And then you're going to be like, oh.
You know who we should call? Nikki Glaser. I bet she'd do it. Can we bounce the idea off a celebrity podcaster?
Sure.
Let's call Nikki Glaser and see if, by the way, air fresheners are available on my website. What the fuck am I turned on to do? I'm such a fucking... The second you make a little money off merch, you're like, fuck it, let's double down. Nikki Glaser's hanging out with her parents in...
St. Louis, right?
St. Louis, yeah.
Yeah.
Her sister's really attractive. I saw her. They went kayaking. Hey, Nikki, what's up? I'm doing a podcast with Tom. I'm doing a podcast with Tom Segura.
Okay, holy shit. I was going to say something.
I know exactly what you were going to say.
Oh, I love you for stopping me.
Okay. So, okay, you're my only friend I can run this by that would give me an honest answer. So, you know how there's this show Hot Ones?
Yes.
Okay. I want to do my own kind of talk show. It's all with women. Very progressive. I have is women guests.
Okay. It's much like The View. I've always pictured you like producing a View type show.
Okay. Here's the pitch. The name of the show is Come Talk With Me. And it's, and I have a fear of getting cummed in. So it's all about cum stories, but from a woman's perspective.
Yes, please.
Okay, that's all. Okay, when this quarantine locks down and we can do one, you're my first guest.
I can't wait. God, I want to make so many jokes, but I'm sitting at the breakfast table with my dad.
Put your dad on. Can I listen to your dad's voice real quick? Have you heard her dad's voice?
Dad, no.
Dad.
Tell me if this doesn't sound like a DJ.
Just called me from his podcast. He wants to hear your voice. Come here. Where are you? Why are you hiding?
Her dad's got a legit good voice.
Hey, Bert, how you doing?
Whoa.
I know, right?
Yeah.
Nice to meet you, Mr. Glaser. I've been listening to you on Nikki's stories, and I love your voice.
Oh, thank you. That's nice to hear.
Are you a professional voiceover artist?
Yeah. What do you do for a living that you talk like that?
Right now, I used to be a VP of marketing for a cable company, but now I play music.
Really?
I'm playing a gig today for a bunch of retired people. I'm going to stroll window to window outside and serenade them at a nursing home. Nikki's going to come, and then she alerted the local media, so the local media is showing up too. So I'm going to be a media darling today.
Oh, hell yeah. Well, I want to tell you did a great job raising Nikki. She is an absolute dream person. I love her to death. And
your voice is even better.
And as a father of two daughters, I'm in the middle of the struggle right now, I just want to say hats off to you.
Oh, thanks. Yeah, Nikki tells me you're a fantastic father, so that's a good accolade coming from you. Appreciate
I'd rather it. Her say I was a great comic, but okay.
She says that too. I'm looking forward to that show she did with you with everybody.
Say I'm looking forward to the show you guys are putting together too.
I'm looking forward.
I'm looking forward to the show.
Oh, Nikki wants me to say I'm looking forward to the show you guys are putting together too.
Now I feel like a bad dad. All right, tell Nikki I love her. Thank you very much, Mr. Glaser. It was good talking to you. You guys have a great day.
Good luck. See you.
Coming soon. Come talk with me with Bert Kreischer. Come talk with me.
And so,
Bert Kreischer. That's how. Come talk.
So how would you
with
like?
Me.
How would you start the show? Like, what would you do to introduce the idea? Like. First, all right, so Nikki's in front of you. Hey, you know, the niceties are out of the way. And then you're like, so when was the first time you got... That's it?
I don't know. Let's work this out. I like this. And guys, hey, this is like a crowd-produced show. So if you have great ideas, please send them our way, and we'll read them on the show, and we'll figure this out.
Did you say coagulated?
Coagulated? Is that not the right word?
No.
What's
coagulated?
Coagulated.
Coagulated.
Coagulated is like...
There's no L. Coagulated.
Oh, that's coagulated?
Yeah.
Dude, one time I came in a girl. We had put a big couch and a love couch together. Right? Okay. That was our move. She would sleep on the love seat. I would sleep on the big couch. Like it was, and we had sex on that. I think it was one of the first times I legit camed in somebody.
Camed?
And it coagulated. it turned into like milk that had rotted. Like just like. I think about that so much. First question. When was the first time you heard about cum? Like, do you remember? I remember because every guy remembers the first time they came. It was terrifying for
me. I started masturbating so young that, you know.
How young were you?
Six.
What?
Yeah.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I didn't know I was masturbating, you know. Because I was having orgasms, but you don't ejaculate because you're not producing any.
So wait, how were you having orgasms?
Because I was like, I don't know how I figured out like how to rub my dickhead, and I was humping like mattress, and I would have full orgasm, and just being like, and then I remember sitting with one of my cousins and being like, so do you do that thing, you know, where you like you pinch the foreskin and you twist it and then your body shakes and stuff? And he's like, what? Like I was trying to explain to him what I do, and he was like, no. We were kids, so we were like 7 at that point, maybe 8, you know.
Oh.
So I didn't know for like years, like a few years, what I was doing. I just knew that like I did it in secret, you know.
First orgasm I had was in a friend's pool, and I was using the hose gun.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how it started, but I know how it ended. It was just like I was like, that feels good. Oh, hey. Oh. And then it went. And I was like, oh my God.
You jizzed in the pool?
No. I had to be over 10. I was probably 10 exactly. Maybe a little bit older. Maybe 11. And I remember thinking I had figured out the key to life. Like, mm-hmm. This is what the point of life is these. And I remember I got in the car with my dad, and we were going to pick up my aunt at the airport. And I was going to share it. I was going to be like, hey, I figured out the fucking key to life. And I go, Dad, I want to tell you something, but I want to let you know. And he goes, is this another one of your stupid fucking ideas? And I was like, you know what? You don't get the secret. And I didn't share it with him because he goes, is this another one of your stupid fucking ideas? Dude, I must have been exhausting to be around as a kid. I remember one time going to the airport to pick up my aunt again with my dad. And I said, I can do magic. He was like, really? I said, oh yeah. He was like, what can you do? And I said, watch this, Dad. I'll take this piece of paper. I'll put it in my ear and it'll come out my mouth. And he was like, I want to see it. So real quick, I shove a piece of paper in my mouth, right?
Mm-hmm.
I take the piece of paper. I put it in my ear and then I pull this out of my mouth. And he goes, that's great. He goes, there's a piece of paper in your ear. And I said, no, there's not. And he goes, bullshit. He's driving on the interstate. I go, no, there's not. And he goes, let me see your ear. And I go, okay. And I jam it in my ear hard as fuck. And I go, look. And he goes, God damn it, I can't see the piece of paper. What did you do with the piece of paper? I go, nothing. And he goes, did you do it like sleight of hand? And I go, no, it's a magic trick. So we're driving for another 5 minutes. And I start trying to get it out and I can't get it out. Then he hears me crying to myself. And he goes, it's in your ear, isn't it? It's in my ear. Oh, yeah, that was the first time I came.
Was it on the road with your dad?
No. The story before. The first time something came out, I was in my garage. Oh. Who are you calling?
No one. Hold on.
I'll take a sip of Kool-Aid.
Go ahead.
The
Kool-Aid? You're drinking Kool-Aid to start your day? Really?
It's so good.
What kind?
Red. Kool-Aid is fucking awesome. It really is awesome. It's so good. Take a little, pour a little something for yourself. It's watered down. It's not too bad.
You really drink
ice cold. It's ice cold. Yeah.
You are drinking Kool-Aid.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's awesome.
You're drinking a fucking 64 ounce
a gallon of Kool-Aid.
You're like, I'm getting my day started.
I'm sweating right now. Oh, I'm soaking fucking wet. That's the hardest I've ever seen you laugh.
It's the hardest I've laughed. Okay, hold on.
It's pretty good. It's not that... It's good, right? It's good.
You should drink 64 ounces.
I try to drink two of them. I try to drink two every day.
I feel sick. Oh my god.
Oh my god, I'm crying and sweating right now.
I'm gonna fucking throw up.
Oh, you know how like you don't realize how different you are until someone points it out.
Oh my god, I need to fucking lay down.
Your eyes are so bloodshot right now.
I just love it.
It really is good.
I cannot handle this. So wait, take me through your morning. Just for people that don't know, it's 10 o'clock in the morning. So, how does your day start?
Is your beer fridge feeling a little empty? DoorDash is your door to beer without the run. Whatever drink you're in the mood for, they've got you. Order your alcohol with DoorDash today and drink in the savings. Use code BEARS24 to get 25% off, up to $15 value on a $35 minimum subtotal on your next alcohol order for eligible users only. I mean, there's like sometimes you just don't want to leave. That's me. Once we're at a spot and we're hanging out, I just don't want to leave. And now you don't have to. The alcohol selection on DoorDash is top shelf. Beer, wine, mixers, mocktails, and more can be delivered straight to your door. Save up to 25%, up to $15 value when you spend $35 or more with code BEARS24. So whether you're grabbing drinks for an event or staying in for the night, DoorDash is here to help you have a great evening any evening. Terms apply. Must be 21 or older to order alcohol. Drink responsibly. Delivery and promotions available only in select markets. My favorite spring cleaning takeaway is the post-clean clarity you get. Wow, how have I been living like this? It's kind of like when you find out that you've been paying a fortune for wireless. When Mint Mobile has phone plans for $15 a month, when you purchase a three-month plan, more like, wow, how have I been affording this? It's time to switch to Mint Mobile and get unlimited talk, text, and data for $15 a month. We use Mint Mobile at the office, and we have been saving so much money since switching over, and setting up on Mint Mobile's website was super easy. To get this new customer offer and your new three-month unlimited wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/bears. That's mintmobile.com/bears. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/bears. $45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 per month. New customers on first 3 months plan only. Speed slower above 40 gigabytes on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details.
Okay. I get up. I make a double iced coffee, and I drink that, and then I ran 4 miles. And then I make a big one of these. I get in the pool, I shower in the pool, and then I sip this throughout the day, and I try to have one or two more of these. The pink lemonade's really good. Oh. The worst is that Isla and I, we, the two of us, fucking murder these. Like, to the point where when pandemic started, we had to get Leanne to go to Dollar Tree to get more Kool-Aid because we were going through so much Kool-Aid because we were just home.
I didn't even know you were into Kool-Aid.
Oh, I love it.
You've never mentioned Kool-Aid before.
Oh, I drink Kool-Aid every day. I love Kool-Aid.
You drink Kool-Aid every day?
Yeah, probably about 120 ounces. You don't think that's not adding calories, though?
No.
It's not. It's low calorie Kool-Aid.
Yeah, no. Most doctors recommend it.
Oh my god.
What's with the other beverages? What you said?
Oh, this is what I wanted to talk about. This is so. There's a guy here that works here. His name's Chris.
Yes.
And how many calories are in Kool-Aid?
Per serving, a serving is what, 8 ounces? Yep. So about 100 calories.
I get low packet, low calorie Kool-Aid.
Oh.
I'm fucking sweating. I need to stop laughing. I haven't taken my blood pressure medicine yet.
Wait, scroll back down. Scroll down. Hold on. Sugars. 25 grams per serving.
Wait. Look at the vitamin C, though.
Yeah, that's true.
Oh, my God. That might be the hardest we've laughed on this show ever. So I wanted to talk about this.
I feel like
this.
I need to go outside.
No. We're fine. Okay. So you guys in there, I'm a beverage guy. So I went through and I saw the beverages you have, and I saw you have Pepsi. Pepsi is such an interesting choice of beverage.
Yeah.
Like, there's certain people have a taste for Pepsi. You get it when your parents get divorced and you have to move in with an aunt, and your aunt drinks Pepsi, and then you're like,
Pol Pot, Stalin, all those, Mussolini, they're all Pepsi fans.
For real?
Yeah.
That's really fucking... Are you being serious?
No.
Oh. So we went to one place, one town, and we got there, and the whole town just drank Pepsi. We was on tour. And I was like, that's interesting. And they're like, yeah, this is a Pepsi town. And I was like, what do you mean? And they're like, there were Pepsi towns, and then there were Coke towns. Like, Atlanta is a Coke town, right?
Well, that's headquarters.
Right. And there's headquarters. Check out headquarters of Pepsi, would you, Nadav? Please? So it was, I think it was probably upstate New York where we were, and they only served Pepsi. And we were like, that's really interesting.
Mm-hmm.
And then we all had Pepsi. We're like, wow, Pepsi's really good. It's such a different taste than Coke.
Did you ever pick up on that, by the way, like along the same lines about how Coors is one of those beers where you're, you know, west.
Yes.
And you're, and like you go places, and then if you're asked for, if you're into Coors, like, well, I had an uncle who drank Coors, and you, if you go usually Eastern United States and you say Coors, they'll be like, oh, fucking Coors. Like
that Smokey and the Bandit was all about Coors.
Yeah.
It was, the idea was they wanted, cause Coors had more alcohol in it than other beers. And so he had to run a case of Coors in the, I think the whole point was the big truck was carrying Coors. And he was running to distract the cops so that the truck of Coors could make it to a party.
Okay.
So I'm always fascinated by different places in the country being attached to different brands and then that being their brand. Like my wife's dad is a Chevy guy. Mm-hmm. Like they do not drive Fords.
Yeah. Yeah, I could see that. I also feel like I saw Chevy be a thing more when I moved to the South.
Yeah, and, like, and like, I think like it's Chevy because was... Ford is a northern plant. I wish I could find the exact, but like, and some places, like they had a big problem at Burger King because they stopped flying the Confederate flag in Georgia.
Mm-hmm.
And in like the 90s, I think, is Burger King said, we're not going to fly the Confederate flag. And I love Chris sandwiches.
What sandwiches?
Chris sandwiches.
What's Chris sandwiches?
Are you being serious?
Wait, I don't know.
Sausage, egg, and cheese, croissant sandwich. A croissant sandwich. Pull up a picture of a croissant sandwich. These are the best fucking sandwich, breakfast sandwiches ever. Croissant sandwiches from Burger King, sausage, egg, and cheese, without a doubt, is the best sandwich ever. Okay. Oh, just look at this. Oh,
like
God.
A croissant with a, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
My God. That is the...
Wait, so did that, when they took their flag down, you're like, I'm not going there anymore?
No. I tried to go there with some of my wife's family.
Oh.
And not my wife's dad, but some of my wife's family. And they're like, we were going to the airport. And I said, just pull into Burger King. And they said, we don't go to Burger King. We were like, why not? And Leanne's like, just let it go. And I was like, no, wait, why don't we go to Burger King? And they go, they stopped behind the Confederate flag. And I go, I don't have a problem with that. Pull into fucking Burger King. And they're like, we won't go to Burger King. And I was like, holy shit. And Leanne's like, just fucking go to McDonald's. And I was like, I don't like McDonald's. I guess McDonald's kept flying the Confederate flag. I guess. I don't know. By the way, don't quote me on this. This was one very drunk morning I had when we first started dating.
How do you not always, I wonder this about you.
What?
How do you not always feel sick and want to throw up?
You know, it's so interesting. I tied one on last night.
You did?
Like legit, I opened a bottle of Buffalo Trace.
Uh-huh.
And legit had a cocktail. Uh-huh. I did a Sam Adams thing. You know those Sam Adams things? I did one for my dad. So we drank a couple Boston Lagers.
Yeah.
And then our friends called up and they're like, hey, we're making pizza. Do you want some pizza? And we got in the car, drank a bottle of wine over at their house, came back, had another little at the house.
Uh-huh.
And then went to sleep and I was like, fuck, we have 2 birds, 1 cave in the morning. I was like, okay, I know that I have to run.
What time were you asleep by?
Oh, I can tell you all my whoop.
Yeah. I still am feeling it from laughing that hard.
It's hard to come. It's hard to like. Oh, it's going to take a while. It's catching up from 7:10. Oh, yeah. But I went to bed.
You went to bed and then?
I went to bed probably around midnight, 1 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
I'm listening to a book on tape right now. So I was listening to that. And woke up around 7, and then Leanne was already working out, and I went on the treadmill, and I ran a quick 4 miles, a real quick 4 miles, hard. Oh,
sweat a lot?
Poured sweat, got in the pool, showered, outdoor shower, Kool-Aid, sweating, pouring sweat in the car. Called Cowhead, talked about the COVID, and then pulled in here late, as usual.
Yeah, it's fine.
I'm always 10 minutes late to this.
It's all right.
But I'm not late to anything else. I'm usually not late at all for anything.
Appreciate it.
Well, yeah, this is like a little.
Yeah.
But I wanted to taste Pepsi.
Okay.
I haven't had Pepsi in forever.
Pour some in there for me.
Versus Diet Coke. Tell me if you could tell the difference between Pepsi or Diet Coke.
Okay.
Like, I'm someone, when we all get sodas, like the family gets sodas.
Yeah.
And we start passing them around, I will drink a full soda before I realize, oh, this isn't my drink.
All right. Give me... a little bit of that. Okay. And then some DC in there.
Okay.
And then might as well go for that. Well, that has a very distinct taste, though.
Yeah, but yeah, even still, I can never tell the difference between Dr. Pepper.
And what?
Like,
and Diet Dr.
And
Pepper?
And Diet Coke? Like, don't give me... I drank... Oh, I know the story I wanted to tell you. So I already forgot which is which.
It's all good. This is Dr. Pepper. This is Diet Coke.
Okay.
This is Pepsi.
Okay, so I'll drink from that side, you drink from that side.
Or you can just drink out of the can.
Oh, yeah, I can do that.
Yeah. All so, right, what do you want to start with, Dr. Pepper?
Start with Dr. Pepper.
Okay. You don't think that's a very distinct taste?
It's a really distinct taste.
Yeah.
What's the overwhelming flavor of that? Will you type in flavor of the profile of Dr. Pepper? Dr. Pepper,
it tastes like it's a cousin of cinnamon, of root beer, right?
Is it cherry? All flavors mixed together. Can you read that?
Licorice.
Okay. Oh, no. Caramel, blackberry, licorice, amaretto.
It's a type of licorice
lemon,
taste.
Lemon, molasses, sarsaparilla, pepper, plum, orange, nutmeg, cardamom. No, those are the 23 flavors that make Dr. Pepper.
Don't you think licorice is what stands out, though?
Did you ever hear that? No.
No?
No. Did you ever hear the guy that made Coke sold it to the Coke people, sold the ingredients, and did not make the fortune?
I heard that. I don't know if that's true, though.
All right, let's try Pepsi versus Dr. Pepper.
So Pepsi first?
It's got more of a citrusy taste. It's a lighter feel than this.
And sweeter.
It's sweeter. It's in the back of your tongue.
Mm-hmm.
It's got a hook on it on the back of your tongue.
All right, Diet Coke?
Yeah.
It's so much better. To my palate, it's so much better. This is like
that's a little broader.
Yeah. A little more.
This is a distinct taste.
Yeah, you're right. So it ends up happening like it's like you either have the desire to have those really specific tastes, or this feels like, I don't know, almost like they were trying to make this and they were like, it doesn't taste like it, so let's just go in these other directions. You know, like they were trying to make this broader taste.
Do you think we could make a soda?
I mean, we could try, yeah. Do you want to try to make a soda?
I so badly want to do that. How great would that be if we came up with our own soda? Because you know what it is? All it is is just note-taking. All you need is someone that's meticulous with notes.
Mm-hmm.
So you fuck around, and you put your own measurements in. We just got to get wasted, have a laboratory.
I don't think we have to get wasted, though, to do it.
But I think it's probably better if you're wasted. I don't think.
Why?
Because just get fucking wasted, and then... All you need is a note taker. What was that young lady that used to work with you that's friends with Hannah from the heart?
Allie.
Mm-hmm. Bet she's a good note taker.
She's a good note taker.
Get Allie, put her in a lab coat, get her some goggles, and then me and you, fucking trashed, coming up with fucking flavors. All you got to do, if I swear to God, we picked these 23 flavors, cardamom, anise. Isn't that not how you say it? Anise?
I don't know what you're saying.
Anise. Anise. Pick nutmeg, 23 flavors,
licorice.
Nutmeg, and then you know what we do? We throw in the flavors from Juicy Fruit.
We throw those in?
Throw those in. Grapefruit, banana. I bet we could come up with a sports soda, a very refreshing
you
sports soda.
You walk around with a half gallon of Kool-Aid on you.
Nobody would ever guess that.
I bet we could come up with a pretty badass soda. What would we call it? I don't like the word cola. Killer Mike came up with Crypt Cola. Cola bothers me. Cola.
What do you like?
I like Dr. Pepper. I like
I got
Diet
you.
Coke. I like Pepsi. I like Fafa.
But don't say soda. Or...
No. Soda. LaCroix is a great one. LaCroix really makes you feel like you're in the islands.
Okay.
Can you believe LaCroix is a thing? How do they fucking... I mean, we drink so many LaCroix at our house.
Yeah.
And it's just like soda water in a can.
That's it.
Yeah. We got to start really branding ourselves out there. We've already got a flip-flop line. We're thinking about doing a shoe line for you.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, that's where we go. Let's talk about shoes. Guess who fucking hit me up?
Who?
Trinidad James.
What'd he say?
Swear to God, he asked me to do his, he's got a parenting podcast.
Yeah.
And so I'm doing it today at 3.
You are?
Yeah. I think it's just FaceTime on Instagram stories. Sure. But so let's talk about shoes. So I'm reading this book, The Great Book of Shoes, mm-hmm. The Great Book of Sneakers.
Yeah.
And I'm starting
to. He knows a lot about sneakers.
It's really fascinating when you look at kind of the progress of sneakers and where sneakers have gone and what attracts people to sneakers.
Yeah.
So if you could make your own signature sneaker, what would you be? What would you go after? What would you model it after?
Buying someone jewelry is usually a great experience all around. They get a beautiful gift, and you get the unforgettable moment of seeing the look on their face when they open it. The only tricky part, figuring out how to get the perfect piece at the best price. This is what I recommend for any jewelry purchase. Source it from BlueNile.com. Blue Nile offers thousands of independently graded diamonds and fine jewelry at prices significantly below traditional retail. They also offer a peace of mind with every purchase with some of the highest quality standards in the industry. They're available 24/7 by phone or chat to answer technical questions and give recommendations for every budget. The thing about buying jewelry is you really don't know what you're getting into. You don't know what you're looking at often. And the great thing about working with Blue Nile is you have somebody who's a true expert that can help guide you along the way so you don't feel lost, so you know what these diamond grades are, you know you're getting real value. You can feel great about your purchase because Blue Nile also offers a diamond price match guarantee. And just in case you don't, they offer 30-day returns. Shop Blue Nile today and experience the ease and convenience of the original online jeweler. Go to BlueNile.com today. That's BlueNile.com.
Hello, I'm Johnny Knoxville.
And I'm Elna Baker, and we have a new podcast. It's called Pretty Sure I Can Fly.
Yep, we've teamed up with my friends and barmates from Smartless to create a podcast where we talk to folks who have more balls in a bowling alley.
People who accomplish something extraordinary despite people telling them that it couldn't or shouldn't be done.
You'll hear stories about the Air Force doctor who buckled into a 600-mile-per-hour rocket sled and became the fastest man on the planet.
And a man who wrestles alligators and sharks for fun.
Do not do this.
You'll hear about a foul-mouthed moonshiner.
Got a 2-inch dick and a 6-inch tongue and knows how to use both of them.
And an even more foul-mouthed female stunt pilot. We got bull riders.
Balloonists.
Bobsledders.
And big wave surfers. People who lay their balls on an anvil and hand the other fellow the hammer.
Okay. I bet you've actually done that, Johnny.
Maybe for sweeps. Follow Pretty Sure I Can Fly on the Wondery app.
Or wherever you get your podcasts.
You can listen to Pretty Sure I Can Fly early and ad-free right now on Wondery Plus.
Hmm. I mean,
because there's, I'll be honest with you, and this is going to be sacrilege to most sneaker people.
Yeah.
There's not really much to a Jordan. Meaning, like, Jordans, I have found, are very uncomfortable shoes.
Really?
Yeah, like, a Jordan is, when you talk about like an Air Force One, yeah. I feel like there's more product in an Air Force One.
Well, here's the thing. There's a big difference because you, like a lot of people like myself, you know, if you're talking about like the retro ones or something, those aren't about like
comfort.
The ultimate comfort. No, it's like no. The style. But I'm saying if you actually get in Jordans as they evolved.
Oh, like, oh yeah, I see what you're saying.
Yeah, you know what I mean,
let me take that back. You're right. Yeah.
They became much more comfortable.
They became much more comfortable, but I don't think they're attractive.
I'm with you.
The Air Force, the Jordan ones, keep those sneakers up, by the way, Nadav, please. The old Jordans, that's some beautiful shoe. Do you see in the movie, in the documentary he did?
The Last Dance?
Last Dance, when he did the one show shoe in the old school shoes.
Yeah.
He played the last game in the, whatchamacallit.
In the ones.
And he's like, my feet are fucking killing
bleeding.
Me.
He said they're full of blood. Yeah, because, and you can, when you put those on, like, I have a bunch of those ones. You put them on, you're like, oh, I mean, this is for walking around, but if I were to try to play basketball in this right now, this would suck.
Yeah, it would really
suck.
They're not
supportive. But those, like, those right there that the cursor's on, those are comfortable as shit to play in. Those
for real?
Oh, yeah, for sure. And like all the ones that have come out in the last decade are really made for playing, you know, high level basketball, and they have the most advanced technology. So they're they're way more, but yeah, the early ones would definitely not be like that.
So Nike SBs are my favorite shoe.
Yeah, those are comfortable.
They're so comfortable. Like I remember putting one on for the first time. Yeah. And I had done an Ice House Chronicles with you and Joe, and I probably Red Band and Joey, and we were talking about what shoes we wore on stage, and I was like, oh, I wear boots. I always wore boots on stage, and fucking typical Joey goes, that's the dumbest shoe to wear on stage. And I was like, what do you mean? He goes, what if you have to fight? And I was like, huh? He was like, how are you going to, like, you have no traction. Those things, you'll be all over the place. Someone could kill you in those. You got to stop wearing boots. And I was like, okay. It's like you can't wear a tie around Joe because all he sees is you as a victim. Yeah. Like, if you put a tie on, he's like, oh, I just fucking take that and strangle you. Yeah. Oh, what are you going to wear a tie for? And you're like, oh, I guess I'm done wearing ties. And so I said to you, I go, what are you wearing? And you were like, oh, Air Force Ones or sneakers. And I was like, oh. And I did not wear, I didn't own.
That's right. I used to see you in boots all the time.
I did not own sneakers.
I forgot.
I did not own a pair of sneakers.
Really?
I never wore them. I wore flip-flops or boots. That's it. I never wore sneakers.
That's some real white guy shit. It's
fucking straight up.
Yeah.
And so I was like, I was doing Birth Conquer at the time. And I said to Leanne, I was like, I should get some sneakers. And she was like, okay. And so I went to Val Surf and I was like, do you guys have like a good, like comfortable sneaker? And they gave me a pair of Nike SBs and I fucking loved them.
Yeah.
And then I was done. And then what happened is I went to Atlanta to do a show and I put on my boots and I started getting plantar fasciitis from them. Like, because I was so comfortable in the Nike SBs,
yeah.
The one I couldn't go back to boots. And now I've been in sneakers ever since.
The SBs are super comfortable, man.
I had custom pair for my last special. Mm-hmm. Special before that, I had Nike, I had Jordans on.
Yeah.
Black Jordans. I really liked them, but
I had Jordans for the first two, and then I had Y3s for the third
one. What's
Y3? It's an Adidas, Yoshimoto? Yamamoto, right? Y3's, I think that's his name, isn't it? Yeah.
Let me see a picture.
Yamamoto. Well, he makes all kinds, but I had like a very, like a specific kind on.
I'll tell you what I'm really loving right now are Adidas, the Ultra Boosts. Is it
yeah,
Ultra Boost?
Yeah, they make Ultra Boosts. Yeah, yeah.
But I like, they have like a special Ultra Boost that you can get that are like, you'll get in sneaker shops
mm-hmm.
that are different. Different kind. They're not really like Ultra Boost. They're kind of just like some sort of Adidas type thing, but like that kind of, but different netting, and they're really fucking comfortable.
The Ultra Boost, I like. The Pure Boost, I even liked too. The Pure Boost, yeah, because Ultra Boost is like supposed to be the top one. I like the Pure Boost even. The
type
one
in Pure Boost. I'd love to see a Pure Boost. I think I might. That might be what I like too. Yeah.
Super comfortable.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So if you were gonna make a signature shoe, what would you? What are your favorite things from different shoes that you would put into this shoe?
Well, I think it's all about like it's the look you like, so style wise, and then comfort.
Would you right? make a shoe you could wear with shorts? You can't really wear Jordans with shorts.
Well, you
I can't.
No,
I can only wear flip flops with shorts.
Why?
Because I don't. It's like
yeah. I mean, I like low cuts, you know, for like an Air Force One style shoe. For shorts, right?
Yeah.
Like a, not a high top. But high tops
I can't wear,
work
I,
for some
I
people.
I can't. High tops are so cumbersome for me. Like to take on and off. Oh, those are the Tiffany. See the blue and black ones? Those are Tiffany, the diamond SBs.
Right there?
Those are fucking awesome. I haven't bought shoes all of quarantine.
Really?
I did. I have not bought one pair of shoes.
I bought a...
You did?
Yeah. I mean, because it's easy online, you know? You just have shit.
So how would you, what kind
you know
of shoe
what,
would
do you
make?
Do you know what Trinidad James shipped to me?
Oh.
He shipped me four pairs of shoes that are, so when you do their sneaker show, they bring up like new designs and they're like, hey, what do you think of this shoe? And it's like flip, skip or drip, you know, kind of thing where you're like, uh-huh. I like it. But I did. Usually you go, I was supposed to be in New York to do their show.
And you it did
was
it like, I watched it. Yeah.
It was on Zoom. So there's this one part.
You're definitely code talking to them. Keep going.
What's that?
You're like, oh yeah, homeboy.
I was not, yo, yeah, homeboy.
Pull it up. You're code talking a little bit.
No, it wasn't.
A little bit.
What are you talking about?
See, the way you're talking now is white. And then when you're talking to them, you're like, yeah, dope, fly, son.
So they bring up this first shoe, though.
Did I ever tell you about... Never mind, I can't tell you about it.
They bring up the first shoe, and I'm looking on my laptop, and it's in one little square. And I was like, oh, yeah, that's hot. I just got it. Yeah.
He just code-talked. Oh, yeah, that's hot.
Yeah.
Keep going.
So I'm like, I go drip or whatever the thing is. And they're like, really? And then I go, well, can you, like, make this bigger? But I've already said it's a hot shoe. And then they do it. I'm like, nah. And they're like, nah, you already said it was hot. So I was like,
nah, I go, can't take that back.
I go, oh, shit. And then they're all like, this shoe is terrible. Like then they start clowning me and they're like, I cannot believe you. I was like, come on, man. So I go, I take it back. They're like, you can't take it back. You said it was hot. And they're like, this is the worst shoe. And they had just destroy the shoe. He sent me 4 pairs of that shoe.
Well, I don't think I know enough about Trinidad James.
Yeah.
Like, I want to learn more about him.
You're going to find out today.
I just like his music.
Yeah.
Like I remember, I don't know how I got turned on to him. And I remember telling someone from Atlanta that I liked him, and they were like, how the fuck do you know Trinidad James? And I was like, what do you mean? Apparently, he was selling a mixtape. He was working at a clothing store in one of the malls in Atlanta, and he was selling his mixtape out of that thing. So he was hot on, like, the streets before he was, like, big in his label.
And he's a fashion icon.
He really is into fashion.
Oh, yeah, man.
Like, hardcore. Dude, all gold, everything.
I
want that to be my summer look.
Shoe game is actually completely world class. This guy has everything and knows about everything. It's wild. You ever you realize that when you think you like something and then you meet somebody
who really likes it?
Like, I mean, I feel like that about almost everything that I feel strongly that I like, and I realize I'm like so I you know, like let's say I like shoes. I don't like shoes like this dude does. I like hip hop. I don't like it like Russell Peters does, like where he's like, you know who played drums on that beat? I'm like, no. And like, he'll know the whole history of everything. I like cars, not like Matt Farah and those guys where they're just telling you about this
What's your thing then that you can out geek somebody?
That's the thing I was thinking about. I really don't know. I don't know if I have that level of, but I appreciate, I actually, recognizing what you like and are a fan of makes you appreciate other people's fandom, even if you don't align with it. Meaning the fact that I really know that I like cars and, you know, certain music and stuff, then I go like, you know what? I guess these wrestling fans aren't such TikToks. I mean, they are, but I get it, you know? Like that's just what they're into. They're, you know?
I wish I was into wrestling.
Really? You've definitely fit the mold.
Are you kidding me? You know, I'm writing this self-help book, and it basically the first 2 chapters are how to turn yourself into a professional wrestler.
Really?
Oh, basically. I didn't realize that's what I was writing, and then Leanne's like, are you making them into professional wrestlers, or is this a self-help book? And I was like, I don't know. I was like, for real? And she's like, yeah, this is really ridiculous. She's like, "This, you should not put this in the book. This is not.
What are you putting in there?
Oh, the first chapter is give yourself a nickname. The self-help book, and I was all about, because I think all great men have great nicknames. And if you don't have a good nickname, it's hard to get by.
It's hard to get by?
Yeah, if you don't have a great nickname. Like, you need a great nickname. It's really tough to be a dude with just a name like Ari Shaffir. And then you're like, is there any more thing else to you? I'm Jewish. And you're like, something like, give me some razzle dazzle. What do we know about you? Ari Shaffir. And you're like, yeah, come on, nothing.
So you feel like he needs a nickname. Why don't we give him one?
Okay.
What do you want to call him? The Nose.
No. It's got to be... It's best if you give yourself a nickname.
Oh, okay.
So, like, if you give yourself your nickname, then you can kind of dictate your narrative. And it's great if it's organic. Like, you can't just go, oh, I'm Bert Big Dick Kreischer. And they're like, by the way, I've had so many friends give themselves nicknames. And, like, my buddy Scott O'Brien, when we were in 9th grade, we went out to the end of the island where everyone was, and we were drinking beers. And I was like, so Scott, and he goes, it's Obi now. And we're like, what? And he was like, they call me Obi. And we were like, and we thought it was over. We're like, okay, Obi. And we called him Obi for the rest of his life. And then he was like, hey, not the way you say it. But then it became his real name. And then it was his nickname. My buddy Maurice, Weecho, was a great fucking nickname.
I've heard you say Weecho.
Weecho is a great fucking nickname.
What did you go by back then, though? You must have given yourself a nickname. There's no way you were walking around nicknameless.
I was Nature Boy for a little while because I used to take my shirt off and be barefoot. I was Edward Penis Lips for a little bit.
Edward Penis Lips?
The B-Man. B-Man was a big one. Like, B-Man was one I gave myself. I used to yell, B-Man kills it! In parties. And they're like, who's the B-Man? I go, I don't know. Sounds like he kills it. B-Man kills it! What a fucking idiot I was. At a party, I just go, B-Man kills it! My buddy. And then when I went to Russia, gave myself the machine, and then machines paid some dividends.
Yeah, no, I know.
Yeah.
We all know.
You heard that story?
Yeah, we all know. Would you call yourself, if you didn't have that now, would you give yourself a nickname now, like Kool-Aid, or what would you call yourself now? Hey, Kool-Aid.
That's a great nickname.
Yeah.
Hey, Kool-Aid.
Yeah.
What's up?
And they'd be like, why do you call him? He drinks a gallon a day.
Trinidad James' real name isn't Trinidad James, but that's a great fucking name.
Yeah, it's a good name. I mean, rappers, you know.
Rappers all have the dorkiest fucking names.
Real names.
Method Man.
Yeah.
His real name, Clifford.
Clifford Smith.
Yep. DMX, Earl.
Earl Simmons.
Master P, Percy. Percy's a great fucking name.
Percy, yeah.
Percy would be a great fucking nickname. Percy's a great name.
Yeah. There's like some old school black names. Like Percy, you hear Roosevelt, you know?
Dude.
Be named Roosevelt.
There was a guy that played football at Florida State. Lincoln.
Chauncey.
Chauncey's a great fucking name.
Yeah. God. Wait, who'd you say played at Florida
Lincoln. Lincoln. What was his name? Lincoln. He ended up going pro. Fuck, I don't know. Yeah, there were some great black guys got some great fucking names back in like guys that are more my age.
I think about Snoop is Calvin Broadus. Yeah,
that's a great fucking name.
That's a good
Calvin
name.
Broadus. It's amazing that he changed it to Snoop Doggy Dog.
Yeah,
I remember hearing Snoop Doggy Dog and going, that doesn't sound that tough. And they're like, he's actually a really good rapper.
Yeah,
I was like, yeah, but it sounds kind of stupid. And they're like, don't worry, if you listen to his raps, it fits in.
Yeah.
Yeah, Calvin Broadus is a great fucking name.
It's a good name.
Will Smith was Will Smith.
That's true.
What are you looking up? Rappers' names? Dante Terrell Smith. Who's that? Oh, Most Def.
Yeah.
Most Def's a fucking...
Most Def is a great...
One of the fucking coolest things ever was Chappelle's show when he had Most Def.
Yasiin Bey. Isn't that what he goes by now?
Oh.
Right?
He changed it again?
Yeah.
Because he's Muslim? You know Dave Chappelle's Muslim?
Yeah.
Isn't that crazy?
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't seem like it.
What does that mean?
He smokes weed and drinks.
Oh.
I don't think you can do that.
That's probably a good point.
Yeah, maybe I'll go Muslim.
Maybe you'll go Muslim.
Pull up the tenets of Muslim and Muslim.
Islam?
Islam. Pull up the tenets of Islam. Five pillars of Islam.
Oh,
all
great.
Right, sell it to me, Tommy.
All right. Go ahead and make that bigger for me.
Five. Dude, okay, already I'm just on the further record. I can get behind a religion that's only got five things I got to follow.
Okay, pretty easy. Ready?
Pretty easy. Wrap your head around it. Go ahead.
All right. First of all, you just have to be down with there is no God but God, and Muhammad is the messenger of God. That's central.
Done. I got it.
Okay. Are
we going to get murdered for this? We're not mocking this religion right now. Can we get murdered for talking about Islam? Is that one of the pillars? All right, keep coming. I might be Islamic by the end of this, so...
Are you going to be down... This one's kind of a lot here. The salat, the praying five times a day facing Mecca, you got to do dawn, noon, mid-afternoon, sunset, and after dark. That's a lot of
if
commitment.
If we can incorporate snacks, maybe. Have like a granola bar while we pray?
Let's finish this segment. Let's talk about something else. So...
Wait, sell me on a different religion. Don't tell me the religion. Pull it up. You sell it to me. I'll tell you if it's a smash or pass.
Okay. You go ahead and pull that up for me. Look up one.
By the way, this is how we definitely get canceled, just mocking everyone's religion. Give me a religion.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you if I'm into it. And give me some far-fetched ones. Don't give me Catholicism. I'm already there.
Okay. How do you feel about you got to refrain from harming living beings?
I'm in.
Refrain from taking that which is not freely given.
Refrain from taking that.
Which is
see, that's usually the shit I like. The hard to get stuff.
This is going to be the struggle of this one.
Okay, I'm going to pass. What religion did I just pass on?
And you refrain from sexual misconduct. And refrain, this one's going to be real tough for you, from speech such as lying, idle chatter, malicious gossip, or harsh speech.
Oh, so what am I supposed to do? Not talk? I'm going to hardcore pass on this religion. That okay. religion is?
Buddhism.
Oh. Oh, for real?
Yeah.
God, I thought I maybe just branding wise, I thought Buddhism would have worked for me.
Oh, real? It does say you drink lots of Kool-Aid, so that was, you could do that.
God damn it. Did I just pass on Buddhism?
Yeah.
Fuck, I really thought I would have been a great Buddhist.
Yeah, I would have thought that you would have thought that. I would have thought
Wait,
that.
Okay, give me another. Right. I like this. Give me another religion.
Let me tell you what the, okay. Are you ready for this one?
Yeah.
Okay, God exists.
Done. I can't believe that's even in there.
There is only one God.
Yeah, I can do that.
There are no other gods.
Same.
God can't be subdivided into different persons.
We get it. There's one fucking God.
You should worship that one only God.
Holy fuck.
He is transcendent. God is transcendent.
I don't know what that
God
means, but I'll take it.
God doesn't have a body.
Yeah, fine.
And Germans are dicks.
Is this Jewish?
Yeah. You want in?
I'll take it.
All right.
I can't believe
someone in there can give you the rundown pretty good if you want to know.
Oh, I said Jewish, not Israeli. Right. The okay. So that's so interesting. I passed on Buddhism. I thought I would have been
leave
a total
that up.
Buddhist.
Leave that up. All right. Let me see if you like this one.
Okay. Here we go.
All right. Truth is eternal.
Okay.
Yeah. Hold on. Everyone should strive to achieve Dharma.
What's Dharma?
Let's stop asking questions.
I'm in. I'll take it.
Individual souls are immortal.
I love it.
The goal of the individual soul is moksha.
I don't know what moksha is. I'm already being a little lost in this religion, which makes me like it.
Yep.
Keep going. Give me something about booze or sex.
All right. There are many gods. Instead of that whole, no, there's only one bullshit we were dealing with.
Many gods?
There are many gods.
Yeah, I'll take it.
Karma's real.
Oh, I like this religion.
I think you're in.
Yeah, what is it?
Hindu.
Shut up.
Yeah.
Is Kumail Hindu?
I do not believe so. No.
Do we know a Hindu? Type in famous Hindus. I want to see who I'm hanging out with. I guess famous Hindis. In like, type in 2020. They gave him a bunch of fucking lifers.
Yeah.
Who's the most famous? Call Kumail real quick.
He was raised Muslim.
You sure?
Yes.
Married to a white chick. I don't think you're allowed to do that.
He was raised hardcore Muslim.
And then he passed.
And then, they moved to the States and he grew away from religion like as he
Everyone else does.
Yeah.
No, so who we don't know any famous is Russell Peters Hindu? What was the one I just picked? Hindu?
Yeah, is he? No, Russell's not. His parents might have been.
I would love to know some famous Hindus just so I can know who I'd see at meetings.
Russell would know somebody.
Call him. Let's call him.
Call him.
Do you think he'll answer my phone call? He didn't answer yours last time. Nikki Glaser answered ours. This has been a really easy episode.
I still need to take a walk.
Russell. I know a lot of Russells.
Pull up that last one for me because I want to read them those descriptions. You know, the tenets of the last one you had up? No. Yeah.
When do you think the last time Russell had Kool-Aid was?
A while ago.
You think it's within the quarantine?
No.
You don't think he said Kool-Aid in quarantine?
Mm-mm.
What the fuck? It's because he lives in... I guess probably shouldn't say where he lives. It's hard to get cell reception where he is.
Please leave your message for...
Give me another one. Give me another... Last religion.
Okay. All right, here are the
basic... Give me something aggressive, too.
Yeah, this is something that some of the... Okay, so basic beliefs are that human beings are immortal.
I already am practically sold on this religion.
Yeah. A person's life experience transcends a single lifetime.
Oh.
And that human beings possess infinite capabilities. Dude.
Is this Mickey Mantle gene? Already, I think we found my religion. Keep going. Give me something more.
This is really, really good for you. We have, let's see, there's two major divisions of the mind. The reactive mind is thought to absorb all pain and emotional trauma, while the analytical mind is a rational mechanism which is responsible for consciousness.
I did that at Rite Aid last night. Girls, I called and I said, are you open? Do you have my blood pressure medicine? She said, yeah. And I got there and she goes, oh, pharmacist just went on duty. Kind of flippant. And I processed it, angry. And then the reflective mind said, I am not going to cause drama for this woman in her life. I said, how about I come by tomorrow morning? She went, really? And I went, yeah. She goes, you don't need it tonight? I said, well, I don't feel like waiting 20 minutes. She said, it'll be ready first thing in the morning. And we went like that. I flipped it. So I'm already doing this religion.
So you're in.
Yeah.
It's Scientology.
For real?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Do you think I'm famous enough to not have to do the Seaborn shit?
Yeah.
Who do we know that's Scientologists?
We know a few.
Who?
Well.
Joe. Ooh, you're not supposed to say that.
but who does? When you say they, who do you mean?
Who said they?
Scientologists.
Hate.
I don't think they like psychology.
Oh.
What did he say?
I don't know.
That Scientologists don't like psychology.
But perfect. I fucking hate therapy. Dude, my question is, could I get into Scientology, skip all the grunt work, all the fucking pledge stuff, and go straight to being famous, hanging out with Tom Cruise? Leah Remini would know. Do we have Leah? I have Leah Remini's number.
You do?
Yeah, I do.
That'd be great if you could call her right now.
I have fucking Leah Remini's number.
Please call her.
How do you spell? How would you think I would have spelled Leah when I met her?
L-E-A or L-E-A-H?
Fuck. L-E-A-H. No.
Leah, fuck, I would, L-E-A, I not L-E-A? Leah,
how do you think I would have spelled Remini?
Start with an R.
I don't have it.
R-E? You don't have it?
No. It was probably a text, and I was like, and I erased all my texts. If you could go, if they said, so let's just say we get an offer from our agents to be Scientologists. Mm-hmm. And they're like, hey, we got a place for you in Scientology.
Yep.
You're going top level. Like, just so you know, you're board members. Like, you don't have to do all the fucking bullshit.
Okay.
All you got to do is show up to be in a couple movies with John Travolta, go on a yacht with Tom Cruise, do some photo ops. We're going to get you new wives, just like more that are like that are like more Scientology friendly, younger.
Yep.
Not too young, but young. Younger.
Like 29.
Like I'll take 32. Okay. I'll take 32. We can have two kids still, but it's still gonna be touch and go on the last one. And so, and by the way, we want to help your career. All you gotta do is go to the Scientology Center on Franklin, like once a month. Stop by, hit the gym, whatever. Are you in? And we'll help your career.
Okay.
Right.
Sure.
What the fuck? Why isn't Scientology kind of makes sense? Like the way you pitched it to me. And by the way, you didn't bring up aliens, but I kind of believe in them already. So like I do believe. I believe more in aliens than I do heaven in real life.
I want to point out something.
What?
You and Nadav got along really well this episode.
We did.
Yeah, way to go, guys.
I think I took it my reflective side.
Yeah. Also want to say this episode has been brought to you by Kool-Aid. It's really good. You can drink it whenever you want. It's not too sweet, and it's good for you.
The variety packs come in 5 different flavors. 5 calories each. Just tear it open, throw it into a 64-inch growler, and you are hydrated for the whole day with taste. Kool-Aid.
Kool-Aid.
I would love a sponsorship from Kool-Aid for real.
We just did one.
If Kool-Aid, by the way, there are brands that I'm looking for that, like, I've already conquered the flip-flop game. And so I would love to get into running shorts. What? Okay. On the next episode of Two Bears, One Cave, Bert and Tom figure out what brands they're looking for sponsorships from.
What's your favorite sweet treat?
So it's going to take a second.
Yeah.
Because I'm really trying to... My mouth's watering right now.
Okay.
Depends what we're saying. Like, I will always go Oreos. Oreos are home run down the line. They never let down. Even if they're stale, they're even good. Dipped in milk. You know what Isla did the other day? She stuck a fork in the icing and dipped it in milk that way.
Oh.
And then I go, what the fuck are you doing? And she was like, what? was like, the kid can barely read a fucking book, but she's figured out Oreo dipping.
Yeah.
Oreo, I mean, I'd have to say you're given $5 to get treats for everyone. Like, and you're like, hey, we're getting on, we're driving out to Malibu for the day. So, hey, Bert, run and go get treats. Just a sweet treat that everyone's going to like. It's Oreos. It's always Oreos.
Oreos are the shit. I mean, I would almost also say that, like, donuts.
Okay, I didn't know we were going, like, broad strokes. Yeah, fucking donuts. God, donuts are so good. Blinky's Donuts.
The shit.
Dude, they have a fucking Blinky's Donut that's like a grape jelly donut, but it's folded. It's a great...
Next time we come in here.
Yeah.
Let's grab some donuts.
100%.
Okay. Can you smash a bunch? How many think you can smash?
Depends what kind of donuts we're talking.
Okay. Let's see.
Okay. Should we eat on the next episode?
Let's do it on the next episode.
You mean for real the one? Yeah?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay. All right. We got to run. This was a lot of fun.
I love you guys. I love you.
Please keep drinking Kool-Aid.
I will.
Okay.
Bert and Tom. Tom and Bert. One goes topless while the other wears a shirt. Tom tells stories and Bert's the machine. There's not a chance in hell that they'll keep it clean. Here's what we call Two Bears, One Cave. No scripts, a bit of booze, amateur partology. Dirty jokes, raunchy humor, no apologies. Here's what we call Two Bears, One Cave.